Jesus is calling his disciples now to a higher level of living.
Dr. Tony Evans says God wants us to have an above and beyond attitude.
Jesus says the spirit of people who are operating in a kingdom culture are people who go the extra mile.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. In school, at work, even at church, people often wonder, what's the absolute minimum I can do to get by? But today, Dr. Evans will explain why just enough isn't enough. Let's join him.
Jesus in Matthew 5 through Matthew 7, it's talking about a kingdom culture. It is the Sermon on the Mount where he is telling his disciples how kingdom people think and live. And his point is, or one of his major points is, they think and live differently than the culture of which they are a part. They have to reach down and find the divinely endowed strength within to be different than the dog-eat-dog world, what goes around, comes around world that they are a part of. He gives them a different attitude followed by different actions. He said, now I know what the Old Testament said in verse 38, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You get me, I'm gonna get you. You raise your voice at me, I'm gonna raise my voice at you. You mess over me, I'm gonna mess over you. Worse than you messed over me. He says, I know what the law says. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Now, that was a law that was designed to keep justice fair. That is, if I took your tooth, don't take my eye. It's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. In other words, it's equitable treatment in justice. It's fair justice. If I stump my toe, I don't cut off your leg. It has to be equitable. He says, that's fair. That's the fair way to go. Nobody would argue with that. That's justice. But in teaching these folk a kingdom culture, he says, I want you to go beyond simply what's just. I want you to go beyond what's simply fair. He says, I want you to go the second mile. The focus is on verse 41. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Jesus is calling his disciples then and his disciples now to a higher level of living. Not merely the demand for justice, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. He says, no, you go higher than that. You don't limit yourself to simply what the just call is. Jesus made it clear that the hallmark of his life would be servanthood. He says, by this shall all men know you're my disciple. In John 13, he says that you love one another. He says that the greatest of you will be your servant. That greatness is not in titles or in positions or in possessions. That if you're not a good servant, you're not a great person. How do you know if you have the spirit of a servant? How do we know if our church has the spirit of servanthood? Well, in this kingdom culture sermon, one of the chief ways you know is your willingness to go the second mile. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Go with him too. That is going above and beyond the requirement. the job description, going above and beyond to demonstrate, I know I am a servant. God says that servanthood should be such a dominant orientation of people who are operating under a kingdom culture that when we are put upon, when our liberty has been imposed on, go above and beyond the requirement. The second mile is to go above and beyond the requirement. I happened to be in New York. Sister Evans, for her birthday, wanted to go see the tree lit at Rockefeller Center. They had the lighting of the tree. Many of you saw it on NBC. The lighting of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. Now, I'm not in the being cold while waiting on trees, lights to come on. That's not my thing. Now, if I got to be cold for a football game, I can do that. But if I got to be cold for lights coming up on trees, that's a different story. But the decision was to try to get there early to see the tree. Well, getting there early wasn't early enough because there are tens of thousands of people gathering to see lights come on that we could see tomorrow. Okay? So I'm out there with 20, 30,000 people, nowhere near the tree. Because there's so many people, they got a big screen. It's a large screen, because that's how you're going to see this tree lit. I could be in the hotel watching television, NBC, and see that. Okay? Of course, I ain't say that, but that's what I was thinking. There were thousands of disappointed people because they could not get to the tree. Everybody wanted to get to this humongous tree that was going to be lit. There were hundreds and hundreds of policemen and women there. They were there, overwhelmingly there. They had their guns, their uniforms, and their badges. So it was clear who the boss was, who was in charge. But the way they handled 20 or 30,000 people was amazing. People were tired, they had stood for hours, people were cold, people were frustrated. And almost to a person, they were servants. People would try to sneak around this way to get to the tree. Sir, I am so sorry. You know, I really want you to see the tree. And if I could, I would let you through this way, but that would cause confusion because everybody wants what you want. I am so sorry. I just can't let you go this way. In other words, no. He said no. But he could say no because he had a gun. He had the uniform and he had the badge. So he had the right to say, no, get back. He did what he didn't have to do. He went the extra mile. If I could, I would. I sure wish I could, but I can't. I'm so sorry. He said no, but you felt yes. He said no. He didn't change the standard. He just went the other mile. He went further than he had to. They had gone through a course or something because every one of them was the same except one. there was this one guy with the bullhorn. So he must have been a supervisor or something. Head usher in charge. Did you hear what I said, people? Get back. We're not going to open this up till midnight. You cannot come this way. He felt so out of place because everybody was already hearing no. Everybody was already hearing no. He didn't have to do that. There's a man standing there with a little girl. She was saying, "Daddy, are we going to get to see the tree?" Dad said, "I don't know, darling. I don't know if we're going to get to see the tree because..." He asked the mean guy. "Any way we could see the tree?" And he said, with the girl listening, "Come back tomorrow." He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that just because he could. He could do that because he was the boss man. He didn't have to do that. Jesus says the spirit of people who are operating in a kingdom culture are people who go the extra mile, even when they have to go the extra mile for people they don't like. It's easy to go the extra mile for people you like. He's not talking about people you like. He's talking about people you don't prefer.
Dr. Evans will come back to unpack this principle when he continues our message in just a moment. Stay with us.
Living a life of blah. You know, that life where the struggle is your daily reality. Relationships are strained and addiction has you to just going through the motions. Change it. Dr. Evans' 5-CD series, Treasures in the Darkness, shows you how to get back to living with strength and satisfaction. Also included is Dr. Evans' popular booklet, 30 Days to Overcoming Addictive Behavior. Let Tony get personal with you as he guides you toward the life you always hope for. Get both at TonyEvans.org.
30 Days to Overcoming Addictive Behavior spells out the principles and practical steps that'll lead you to the freedom you've been longing for, breaking it all down into daily doses of encouragement and inspiration. This insightful book is the perfect resource for people who've been disappointed by worldly solutions and are ready to try some time-honored biblical truth. And we want you to have it with our thanks for your gift toward Tony's ministry. And if you contact us right away, we'll also include full-length CDs and digital downloads of his current 5-part teaching series, Treasures in the Darkness, as a special bonus. This offer is only available for a couple more days, so be sure to contact us today at TonyEvans.org to make your contribution and your request. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222, where resource team members are standing by around the clock to assist you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, now here's Dr. Evans with more of today's message.
Paul picks up this theme in Romans chapter 12, and this is what he says. Verse 17, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Revenge. There are some people here this morning who are being controlled by revenge. Something unfairly, legitimately unfairly was done to you. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. You can't control what they do. But as far as you are concerned, you're part of this deal. As much as possible. Why? Because there are limitations. You only have 2 cheeks. He only says, go 1 mile. So he's not talking about just living in an abusive situation. That's not what Jesus is suggesting. He's not suggesting that you be just abused and mutilated in the name of God. There are limits as far as you can. But don't tell me if you've only gone 1 mile, you've gone as far as you can. Because he says it ought to be clear you've at least done 2. He goes on to say, never take your own revenge, verse 19, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I know that that's not how we roll today. I understand that that's not the marketplace in which we live, but I am not discussing today the kingdom of men. I'm discussing the kingdom of God. Yes, there may be people who are belligerent, who pull up in front of our church. There may be people who come who don't use Christianese in their speech. There may be people who come through the doors of our sanctuary whose spirit is not the spirit of a person that ought to be brought to church. I understand that. But he says, you don't overcome their evil with your evil. You don't overcome their bad language with your bad language. You don't overcome their bad attitudes with your bad attitudes. He says, you overcome evil with good. And you heap coals of fire on their heads. You burn them up with goodness. Now, I know what you're saying. I got to be close to God for that. Well, let me help you. He says, leave room for the wrath of God. Don't get into God's space. Because if you take it over, God won't. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. On numbers of occasions, David had the opportunity to kill Saul. Saul was right in his sights. And Saul was out to do David no good. David had Saul right in his sights and could have slain him. Instead, he says, I will not touch God's anointed. Now, he didn't hang around to be hurt. He fled. He didn't hang around to be hurt. But he did not illegitimately take matters into his own hands. He left room for the wrath of God. Saul committed suicide. If he would have killed him, it would have been murder. Saul still died. He killed himself. The problem is, if you've never seen God intervene in a situation, you don't think he can, and you don't think he will. Because you've not seen it. You say, well, why haven't I seen it? Because you haven't left room for it. He says, leave room for the wrath of God. When Joseph was unfairly treated by his brothers, wasn't fair. When his brothers finally came to him and they were scared that Joseph was going to kill them because of what they had done to Joseph, he uttered 4 words that would forever change everything. He said, come near to me. Come near to me. They're trembling. This is the guy we abused, we misused, we stepped on. He said, come near to me. You meant it for evil. You meant it for evil. You were out to get me. You were out to hurt me. You meant it for evil. God meant it for good. Wait a minute. Did you hear what I just said? God meant it. God's going to take your evil And he meant it for good. And then he said, to bring me to this place. He used your mess to move me up and to save the lives of many. If we will simply not keep God out of the equation. Because it ain't over till God says it's over. This is so important to me. The spirit of the ministry, I'll call it that. This spirit of this atmosphere. This relational atmosphere. God has two things. He has a vertical relationship with him, and then he calls us to a horizontal relationship with each other. This is so important. Yes, sir. I want to talk about an atmosphere of serving, but not a business atmosphere, a family atmosphere, an atmosphere where, because we're supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ. And how we as a ministry go the second mile. See, we get to see sometimes broken people come through our doors. And they have a wrong attitude. But when we find out what brought them here, it doesn't make the bad attitude right, but it makes you more patient with it because you understand they just been through hell and have drugged themselves into the house of God.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how seeing others through the Lord's eyes can give us that much-needed over-and-above attitude. Yet as important as it is to show kindness and put others first, compassion and good deeds alone aren't enough to get us right with God. What is? Dr. Evans says the answer comes from Scripture.
The greatest verse in the Bible is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life is yours right now, the moment you start trusting Jesus Christ as your personal sin bearer. When you trust him for your salvation, he gives you the gift of eternal life.
Tony would love to explain how that can happen for you today and offer you some free follow-up resources. Visit TonyEvans.org and click on the link that says Jesus. TonyEvans.org is also the place where you can get the entire collection of Tony's current teaching series, Treasures in the Darkness, as our gift when you make a contribution to help keep this program coming your way each day. Right along with it, you'll receive the short book I told you about earlier, 30 Days to Overcoming Addictive Behavior. This special double offer runs out this Friday, so be sure to get yours right away at TonyEvans.org. Or if you prefer, you can give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource team members are waiting to assist you with your request. That's 1-800-800-3222. Sometimes it feels like the answer to our problems is so close we can almost touch it. Almost, but not quite. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans explains that the Lord can extend our reach when we look to him for the right kind of help. Right now, though, he's back with a final thought for today.
When you go to a restaurant that has a great waiter, that affects your tip. If it's poor service, you're not going to leave anything behind. Even if the food is good. Or even if you leave it behind, you're going to leave it reluctantly. Because you're supposed to give 15%. But when they come and say, how can I serve you today? Thank you for coming to this restaurant. Sure glad you came. What would you like to drink? Any questions on the menu? You know, I would recommend this or this. I've tried them. That one, not too sure about that one. Here's the dessert menu. You know, that one is really good. It's not my favorite. Is there anything else I can do for you? Do you have a coat I can help put on you? You find that servant who goes the extra mile. You not only come back, you recommend your friends to go there too.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.